North Country. Tonight the moon smells like the forehead of an idiot savant they dragged from a car wreck last week on the road to Monticello. No wind, no flock, but buck-blind slug crack. The house they're leveling by the power plant, a woman who starved herself kept her father there 4 winters, his trashed lung filling her sleep with a blue whir. Once, after his burial, I saw her in the yard crouched over the frozen carcass of a groundhog that had opened its gut on the deer fence, stumbled a few yards, and sprawled out, bewildered, by the garbage lid. I couldn't hear what she was saying, and still can't, but when she rose to turn back, I watched her bend down again and crush her cigarette into the bushy scarab of a face, slowly, twice in each eye. It was February. Bucks hung from an oak. And because I think there's no harm in misunderstanding, I think maybe that's what poverty meant to her. The bodies going back, the scar and the rush. The going back so quietly the hour will never know how innocent you think you are.